Welcome to the 2-Minute Wake Up Podcast. My name is John Warner, and I'm passionate about seeing you wake up to who you were created to be. Genesis 1:2 says that the earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. The words formless and empty are translated from the Hebrew words tohu vabohu. Now, Hebrew is a beautiful language that communicates depth and meaning through the images conjured by the language. With Hebrew, you don't just read words on a page, you experience the words as they come together. As a concept, tohu vabohu is somewhat difficult to translate. Think about it. What sort of image can you come up with to describe formless and yet empty? I have a hard time visualizing what is being described. A benefit of different translations is that you can often pull differences together in order to experience a greater sense of what the original language was getting at. Tohu vabohu, formless and empty, formless and void, waste and empty, wild and waste. Each of these have been utilized to translate those words. The verse continues explaining that the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. What is interesting is that in the ancient literature and storytelling world, water is often seen as an archetype for chaos. So the earth was tohu vabohu, a chaotic mess itself, and darkness covered the deep chaos, and the Spirit of God hovered over the surface of the chaos. So clearly, the Spirit is not part of the chaos, it's moving above the chaos. And then, as the narrative continues in the verses that follow, out of the chaos, this God is seen to bring order. He brings light, he forms structures, and then he fills out the orderly forms he has created with birds, fish, animals, and finally, humanity. This narrative explains that from the beginning, God has been one who brings order out of chaos. As we seek to wake up to who we are created to be, it can be helpful to thoughtfully consider where we may be experiencing chaos in our lives, internally within ourselves, and externally among our various points of connection. With these thoughts as background, it makes a ton of sense why the theme of Shalom comes to play a central role in the narrative of the Old Testament, because God has always been about bringing peace and order to the chaos in our world. As you wake up to who you were created to be, remember that there is a creative force active in the world that seeks to bring order and peace out of the chaos of our lives. Thanks for listening to the 2-Minute Wake Up Podcast. If you're interested in continuing the conversation, jump on Facebook and join our page. My name is John Warner, and I hope that our time together has helped you wake up to who you were created to be.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.